The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, it's a beautiful, sunny, glorious day here in Dublin. Hopefully it's the same for you in the rest of the country. If the weather was to be like that for the rest of the summer, maybe people wouldn't be thinking of going abroad on holidays. But I think a lot of people are looking for the guarantee of sun in many other places and also might just be looking to get away from Ireland for a little while, needing a break from the same conversations, the same people all the time. But where is it safe to go to in Europe? And if you do decide to go, well, what do you have to do to make sure that you can get there? We're joined by Paul Hackett from clickandgo.com. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Because is it as simple as buying your ticket, having your passport in order and having your EU digital certificate with you when you get to the airport to be able to get into your destination country?
There is a little bit more, Matt, to be honest, this time round, because even with the digital COVID cert, everybody who's travelling this year is going to need additional documentation. And primarily, that's going to require effectively what is a passenger locator form for the country that you're travelling to and a passenger locator form for Ireland when you're returning back to Ireland. And that's effectively because with the EU digital COVID cert, the 27 member states have agreed protocols for travel within Europe. But what they do want to know is they want to know when you're coming in, what flight you're on, time of arrival. They even want to know your seat number in terms of test trace. And that's reasonable in terms of good health protocols. So those documentations are required. But the EU Commission in Europe have a great website, europa.eu. It's the Reopen EU website. So just europa.eu or Reopen EU. They have a brilliant tool there called a travel plan. And you can just put in where you're traveling from, where you're traveling to. It tells you the documentation that's required. And it gives you tons more information around, you know, the exemption for children's age, for example, clarification that digital COVID cert is accepted, from what date, all of that. So a really useful, straightforward website. Other than that, get into your local travel agent and book your holiday there because they have all the information for you.
Yeah, that website is also available as an app, which I downloaded earlier today. Reopen EU is the app that you can find on your various suppliers, whether your app store, whatever phone you're actually using. And it is very good with the maps there and putting in the information or putting in your destination and getting the information back. But for those who aren't going to look at it now, I mean, there are some questions are coming up. Interesting questions from listeners, and one that we've had a number of people getting in touch about is, even if you're vaccinated, are there countries that will still require you to take a PCR test in the 72 hours before you travel to ensure that you're clear, now that we know that vaccinated people can still carry COVID with them?
At the moment, no EU member state has that requirement. So if you are fully vaccinated, and you do have to be fully vaccinated, so in line with the requirements based on the vaccine that you have received, once you have that, there is no additional requirement for any testing at present, because the EU digital cert covers vaccination, recovery or testing, not a combination of those. It's one or other or the other. But what is important is that people understand that we are in a fluid position. Like, if anything we have learned in the last 16, 17, 18 months, things can change. So it is very important to be clear about where you go for your information. Go to the DFA website, the Department of Foreign Affairs, or go to the Reopen EU website. And that's where you should take the most up-to-date relevant information.
And I think a lot of people want to know as well, say if they're travelling with children who are below the age of 18 and therefore are not vaccinated, if they get the negative PCR test, which entitles them to travel, do they then get some sort of temporary EU digital COVID cert, or do they just bring the proof of the negative test with them to the airport?
From what we can see at the moment, there is clarity around getting the EU digital cert for Irish citizens if you're vaccinated or recovered. We have not had clarity on the testing issue, so that leaves that gap for families. The good news for families is that the Irish government have moved the exemption age limit up from under 6 to under 12. So, Matt, families with children under 12 years, so up to 11, are now exempt from the requirement when they're travelling back into Ireland to have any negative test result. And that's in line with most other EU member states. I think France might be the only one where it is under 11. But again, that Reopen EU website will have exactly those details. That then leaves that group of children, effectively teenagers, secondary school age, from 12 upwards to wherever they are not vaccinated, that they do require to comply with the test requirements for the various countries that they go to. And there will be a test requirement when they're travelling to the destination and a test requirement returning to Ireland. Returning to Ireland, it's obligatory at the moment that it's PCR, and depending on the country they're going to, it'll be antigen or PCR, but that website will tell them exactly what they need.
I suppose even if it's an antigen one, which people can do for themselves, they're going to have an official piece of paper, aren't they, to show that they passed it. So it's not a DIY job you can do before you go to those countries.
That is really important. These are not DIY tests at all. We can't, in the UK or in Spain, there's even talk of allowing virtual testing, but that is not the case at the moment here. It must be, you know, a recognised antigen test. And when you're travelling, you'll arrange it with the test centre, primarily in Dublin, some in Cork, some in Galway. You'll get an email back to your phone, and you will show that to the airline where you're checking in Dublin Airport. And it'll be the same when you're returning. You'll be showing that at the Aer Lingus or the Ryanair check-in desk or the TUI check-in desk when you're returning from your destination back to Ireland. So it is official tests only. No DIY possibilities.
Now, what about also the difficulty in finding somewhere to get a PCR test when you're abroad? Is it easy enough to find places? And then how much have they been charged, people who get them? Because I'm aware of people who have come back from Portugal recently who probably shouldn't have been there, given that it wasn't essential travel, but who did travel back, got a negative PCR test, but it cost €150 to get the test done and the result.
That does seem high. On average, PCR tests are costing around 100, between 90 to 100 euros per person per test. And that's the cost in Ireland. And we're seeing that is pretty much mirrored abroad. The hotel or the property where you're staying should have information with regard to the local clinics or hospitals in their areas that are conducting these tests, because it's not only Irish citizens who are going to require these. Any EU citizen travelling within the EU during July from Ireland from the 19th, when the restrictions fall away, who is not vaccinated. So anybody not vaccinated or doesn't have proof of recovery is going to be travelling with proof of a negative test. So most of Europe, most of the hoteliers and the destinations are very much geared up to this. They know there is a market for this because there are people who are going to be travelling and are going to be relying on the tests.
When you say fully vaccinated as well, clearly if you've had one of the two shots, you're not fully vaccinated. But if you've had the two shots, does that automatically make you fully vaccinated? Or is there a time gap before the authorities will say the benefit of the vaccination is now as much as it can be?
No, you must comply, and you can go to the HSE website. You can just even Google fully vaccinated HSE, and it will tell you for Pfizer, for AstraZeneca, for Moderna, for Janssen, what the timescale after your second dose or what the timescale after your Janssen dose is. But that too is subject to change if NIAC choose to move that. So rather than give definitive, it's this day for this vaccine, we strongly recommend that people go to the respected websites to get the correct information.
Paul, I'm also aware of people who did travel for holidays, who were away on holidays at present, and who are now finding themselves stuck away for longer than they had anticipated because they came down with COVID, be it in Portugal or Spain or somewhere else when they were on their holidays, failed their PCR test and can't come back. So how difficult are they finding it to get somewhere to stay for an additional 2 weeks? Or is there accommodation readily available?
There is accommodation, Matt. There has been no pipeline of business for any of the destinations. The hotels and the resorts are open. They have been open since June in most cases, but definitely from July. Nobody's having an issue in finding accommodation. And also, what's important to note, in some cases, tourist boards in the destinations, for example, the tourist board in the Canary Islands, if you are in the Canary Islands, any of the islands, and you're a tourist and you're staying in one of their recognised properties for between 1 and 30 nights, and you come down with COVID, they have an insurance policy in place to look after you. It is free. You don't even have to sign up to it in advance. If you're in the Canaries and you test positive, your medical expenses will be taken care of, subject to an excess of 100. Your accommodation for 14 nights will be taken care of, and they will repatriate you. Also in Andalusia, the south of Spain, the Costas, the Andalusian Tourist Board for the Costa del Sol have done the same. They won't pay for your repatriation, but they will cover your medical expenses again, subject to an excess of 100, and they will look after your accommodation for you and one family member. So the destinations are doing everything they can to facilitate it. Nobody's going to be in a position where they're not going to find accommodation. That will be taken care of because the destination is going to have to look after that if you can't find your own. And they may have requirements that you stay in set.
Okay, just very briefly, Paul, just to finish out, we've been talking about EU countries as we're fellow members of the EU. What about the United Kingdom? What about the United States? In first case, can anyone go on holidays to the United States as yet, even if fully vaccinated?
At the moment, the US has not opened up for inbound travel from any EU member state, including Ireland. We were expecting that to happen. It has not happened. So again, it's a case of get onto the DFA website. If you're putting in travel to the USA, you will get the information there. And the rules are very clear for travel to and from the USA and to and from the UK. We're hoping that there is going to be an alignment with the rest of the EU, but that has not happened yet. So stick to the official websites in terms of your information source. And, you know, give yourself time. There's more documentation required. There's more research required. Talk to your local travel agent. Go into your local travel agent. They have that information. Or go to the respected website. And I can't emphasize that strongly enough. That EU, Reopen EU website, or the app, as you said, and the DFA website. Even Citizens Information is just brilliant in terms of the information that they're providing for anybody travelling abroad.
Paul Hackett from clickandgo.com and from the Irish Travel Agents Association, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.